This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Pei Daled. In Mutter Likrois Bamerchatz. If it's permitted to read in a bathhouse. What's the issue with the bathhouse? We'll have to see. Is it an issue of people being unclad? Is it an issue of Ruach Ra? Merchatz Chadosh, a new bathhouse, Shleirach Tzubay, that was never used, Mutter Likrois Bay. You're allowed to read in it. The Mishnah Berurah says, Perish Afilu Pam Echad. It means it was not used even once. Irachtu, if it was used once, Suhavalei Kemerchatz Yosh, and then it's like an old one, Lecholdinov, Me'acher Dohayu Bay Hazmano Umaisa, since there was designation and action. In other words, designation alone is meaningless, Hazmano Lab Nolsahi, but if there was designation and action, then we say it does have significance. Says the Mechaber Vayter, Uviyashan, and an old one, Bayis Hachitzain, the outer room, Shekol Ha'imdim Sham Levushim, that everyone is dressed, Mutter, you're allowed to learn a David. Uvemsoi, the middle one, Shekzas Ha'imdim Sham Levushim, Shekzas Ha'imdim, some are dressed, some are not, Yesh Sham She'ela Shalom, you're allowed to ask, how are you? Invoke the name of Hashem, Avaloi Kriya Shema Utfila, but you can't say Shema or Tfila. The Rama adds, Haga umutar lahar sham b'devrei Saira. You could even think in learning in the middle room. Uva panimi, the inner room, shekulam aimdim shamarumim, that everyone there is unclad. Afilu she'elas shalom asar. Even she'elas shalom is asar. In the inner room where everyone is not dressed, even she'elas shalom is asar. V'asar la'anois amein b'beis hamerchatz. It's usher to answer amen in the bathhouse. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Beis, Mutter Likrois. V'af agav de bebeis hakisei kaimelon le'elbasim pegimus of beis usher ayde hazmana ba'alma. Even though in a beis hakisei, we hold in simen pegimus of beis, hazmana alone is usher. Shani beis hakisei demastve, a beis hakisei is worse. So, in Simen Pei Gimel Siv Beis, we said his minoy lebeis hakisei adayin loy nishtamish by mutar likrois kenegdoi aval loy besoichai. Why? The Mishnah Berurah said umikamakam besoichai aser midrabanan dehavalei bizoyan gadol lekrishma letfila vafilu bedieved imkara vehispala besoichai loyatsa. Which is interesting, that by a drabanan, you would have to go back, because didn't we bring from Rabbi Kiva Eger in the end of Simen Pei Gimel, that regarding Mei Raglayim, since it's midrabanan, Einoi Chayzer. Right? Because the Rama's last words in Simen Pei Gimel is V'chomi shekarei b'makayim she'ein kairen chayzer v'kairei. And that's consistent with the din of Beis Hakisei that was Huzman. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger says regarding Mei Raglayim, since it's Mejabanan, b'di'eved einoi chayzer. So how does that work? Why does Rabbi Kiva Eger say le'inyan mei raglayim kivan shu midrabanan b'di'eved einoi chayzer? If even a Beis Hakisei that was Huzman, you do have to go back. Because earlier the Mishnah Berurah paskened in Ayin Vav Lamed Gimel that you do go back even by drabanan. So it seems like it's a question whether you have to go back by a drabanan. There the Mechaber was talking about Kara b'makam sharoi l'stapik by Mei Raglayim ein tzarach lachzar avalim noida lo mizah sheyesh kan Mei Raglayim v'avar v'karo hispalel tzarach lachzar v'likros hispalel d'avar al vaday drabanan. So on a vaday drabanan you do go back. So what exactly is this Rabbi Akiva Eiger talking about? Le'inyan mei raglayim. Okay, that's part of what we were discussing last time. Fine. So hazmana is lav milsa legabe merchatz, but legabe abeis hakisei, it's aser medrabanan, to the point where if you said it in a beis hakisei, you would have to go back. Fine. Sivkat and Gimel. In the middle room, where some are lavush and some are aram, yesh oimrim da afilu im achshav kulam lavushim, oy she'ein sham adam klal. Some say, now we're talking about the middle room. Some people are dressed and some are not dressed. Even if they're all dressed, or there's no one there, mikamakam kiven dehabayis miyucha liyos by a room levushim ksas, since this room is designated for people to be unclothed, din merchatz alav, it has a din of a merchatz, so you shouldn't daven there. V'yesh makilim is that some are lenient. Ula devreim, and according to them, b'cheder shadar sham habalan, in the room where the worker works out of, uvnei adam oimdim sham gam kein arumim, and people stand there unclothed. Shari loim redevei Torah vekiddush utfila bein sham adam. According to the Mekilim, in the room where the bathhouse attendant lives, and some people stand there unclothed, you're allowed to learn there and daven if no one's there. V'cholzel inyan beis emtsai. This is all legabe the middle house, Abba Bayis HaPnimi, the inner house, Shekulam Oimdim Sham Arumim, they all stand there unclothed, V'roichatzim Sham, and they bathe there, Huma'as Tfei, that's more disgusting, U'lekuli Amad Dina Kibes HaKisei, everybody would say it has a din of a bathroom, V'asra Afilu Ein Sham Adam, it's Asra even if no one is there. V'afilu Hoysadarka Shal Oysay HaMerchatz Lerchoitz Bayrak B'Mois HaChama. Even if it's the derech of that bathhouse to bathe only in the summer, and it's locked in the winter, then even then, it would have all the dinim of a bathhouse. Its name has not been removed from it. If you did some kind of act that changes it, begufai, you change the actual edifice. Let's say you put your oven there, v'chiyotzvay vaso beis dira, and you made it a place where people live. Mutter loy lahaniach bepischay mezuzah. You could even put up a mezuzah, levarei chalem, make a bracha, v'lik rois, v'lespalo sham, v'chein hadin le'inyan beis hakisei. The same din would be regarding a beis hakisei, that if you do a maisa begufay, then you could change its status and extricate it from the state of being a beis hakisei or a beis hamerchatz. Now, in this area, you're allowed to, she'ela sholem is mutter, but you can't learn or daven. So we'll start this Mishnah Berurah. V'chein kol ha-brachos v'divrei Torah asur sham. Likewise, brachos is asur, divrei Torah is asur. The only thing that's mutter is she'ela sholem. U'mashem v'divrei ha-taz, v'divrei and berach sham, enoi chozer mevarech. The Taz says that v'divrei, if you made a bracha there, you don't have to go back. V'chein b'kriya shema, ein chayzer v'kar, you don't have to say it again. Afim haya nimsa sham az adam arayim b'vayis amsoy, even if somebody was there unclothed. Ach ba'oifin shaloi amad negda b'eis akriya, provided he was not directly opposite you when you were reading it. The shema akugoyin shechzer panav guf menu, or if you turned around. Di lav hachi, because otherwise chayzer v'kayrei, you'd have to repeat it again. Mitam shakar neged erva. Okay, we're going to hold it here. Tomorrow, Monday, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see the laws of mikvah regarding whether saying Divrei Torah and Divrei Kedusha. Again, just to sort of leave you off with a question, hazmana is not milsa legabe abeis hamerchatz, but it is legabe abeis hakisei. That's why the Mishnah Berurah said at the end of Simen Pei Gimel Sivkat and Zayin, it's asur in abeis hakisei shehuzman. And even b'di'eved, you would have to go back. So I am not clear what is the din regarding Isurei Drabanan B'diyavet, because there it's Mashma in Isurei Drabanan, you do go back. Likewise, in Simen, Ayin Vav, Sivkatan, Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah said that if you're in a place, if you find urine, even in a place where you should have been Mesupik, you don't have to go back. However, if you knew that there was urine there, and you intentionally violated, you have to go back, because you're over on a Vaday Drabanan. So it seems like when you're over on a Vaday Drabanan, you have to go back. However, Rabbi Kiv Eger says, at the end of Simon Pei Gimel, when the Rama says, Kol mi shekari b'makam she'ein kairin chayzer v'kayre, Rabbi Kiv Eger says, not legabi meraglayim. In Simen Ayin Dalid, Sivkatan Chaf, where somebody said Shema and his gid was touching him. The Mishnah Berurah says you do not have to go back, even though there is also Issur Drabanan. So it's not clear in what circumstances you have to go back. It could be sometimes the Rabbanan are machmer, you have to go back, and sometimes they're not. In other words, there are certain azharos that they say if you don't do it correctly, you have to go back, and sometimes they said b'diyaved yatsa. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful Shabbos.
Rabbi, I missed the
recording stop.
Sorry.
This is the beginning, so sorry, please.
No problem.
What exactly is wrong?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.